Oasis Audio presents The Mystery of the Missing Cat by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Tim Gregory. Chapter 1. The Missing Cat.
"What are you two doing, Benny?"
asked 10-year-old Violet Alden. She stood on the front steps of the old white house, watching her 5-year-old brother Benny and her 7-year-old cousin, Sue Lee Alden. Benny laughed.
"We're practicing walking backward," he explained.
Sue Lee nodded and added,
"When we get good enough, we're going to have a walking backward race."
"Benny, look out!"
cried Violet. But it was too late. Benny had walked backward right into a pile of leaves.
"Ah!"
said Benny, falling down. Leaves flew up and scattered everywhere. Watch, the Alden's dog, who had been lying on the grass, gave an excited bark and raced over to the pile of leaves. He jumped in, too.
"Look, Benny," said Sue Lee. "Watch thinks you're playing a game."
She picked up a handful of leaves and threw them in the air. Watch leaped up and tried to catch them, barking the whole time. Violet smiled as she watched Benny and Sue Lee. Then Benny stopped. He looked down at the scattered leaves.
"Uh-oh,"
he said.
"These are the leaves that Henry and Jesse raked up this morning."
Henry, who was 14, and Jesse, who was 12, were the oldest of the 4 Alden children.
"Don't worry," called Henry. A moment later, he and Jesse came outside to join the others.
"We can rake those up again in no time."